Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
$7 million of political campaign dollars.
Good God, y'all.
What is it good for?
Mr. Rove?
Absolutely nothing. Well, I can't speak to others, but I know what Bob Perry expects, and that is absolutely nothing.
That's Karl Rove talking about the millions of dollars he's received for his political organization, American Crossroads. That includes $7 million from house builder magnate Bob Perry.
Is it money down the drain or just political war?
Good God, y'all!
Figuring out what it's all good for in the last days of the 2010 campaign. Absolutely the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Following the money. Good morning, everyone. We're rafting, whitewater rafting through the political money in this 2010 season on this Wednesday, October 27th.
Actually, I'd rather literally whitewater raft than follow political money. But let's get right to the top headlines
green
this morning.
Water rafting.
And it's those campaign dollars. Turns out Democrats actually have an edge in spending this election season. The New York Times looked at the 100 or so House races that are in play and found Democratic candidates have outspent Republicans by $40 million. In those races, Democrats stockpiled their money through smaller donations allowed by campaign finance law. Republicans are cleaning up with the outside spending, getting 80% of the money from those sources.
With 6 days to go until the election, Republican-leaning and other groups, third-party groups, all flooding the airwaves. What's their payoff with the new sort of money paradigm because of the Citizens United case? Joining us now is Paul Blumenthal, senior writer for the Sunlight Foundation. Paul, good morning. Is this just belt notching and kind of macho political brawling, or can you really see a pattern of influence being purchased here?
Any chance to spend money in the system and in elections is going to involve some amount of belt notching and brawling. But in this case, to see a pattern of influence is certainly what Donald Rumsfeld would call a known unknown, in that the Citizens United ruling by the Supreme Court allowed these groups to hide their donors. And so we don't really know whether there's a pattern of influence because we don't know who's trying to influence them or who they're trying to elect.
Love the Rumsfeld reference. Deciphering the known unknowns in a moment. Paul Blumenthal, stay with us. We'll be back in a minute.
A federal appeals court has struck down Arizona's law requiring voters to prove they're citizens before they can register to vote and to show identification before they cast ballots. Meanwhile, Arizona executed convicted killer Jeffrey Landrigan last night by lethal injection. It's a big story because the drug used in the execution was obtained in Britain. That's because of a nationwide shortage of the drug. Death row inmates across the country have sued to stop their executions until the overseas drugs are tested. Last night, the Supreme Court ruled there's no evidence that the drug is unsafe.
Sinking feeling in Haiti. More than 420 new cholera cases confirmed yesterday, raising the number of people infected to 3,700. 300 have been killed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wants to give nuclear talks with Iran another shot.
We're hoping that the Iranians will come back to the table soon.
The White House hoping to revive a deal where Iran sends some of its nuclear stockpile overseas in exchange for assistance with civilian nuclear plants. And the World Series no one apparently in our newsroom saw coming starts tonight in San Francisco. The Rangers send Cliff Lee to the mound while the Giants counter with Tim Lincecum. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,169. The S&P opens at 1,185. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,497. Coming up this morning, a detailed look at how the health care reform bill is changing the way insurance works for women. But if you have your own story to tell, when has insurance seemingly treated you poorly just because you were a woman? Gender differences in treatment, looking at health care insurance. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
But first, we're going to head off to Washington. You know, we asked this question yesterday. How much influence can a few million dollars buy you? Well, let's ask it about the United States now. How much special interest can $7 million buy for somebody like the real estate magnate Perry? We're going to talk about campaign finance dollars in just a few minutes.
But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.